boom, followed by the buzz of a bullet, ain't meet us. After the shots, me and Tony waited like we always do, for the rumble to stop, before picking our heads up and poking our heads out to count the bodies. This time, there was only one. Sean. I've never been in an earthquake. Don't know if this was even close to how they are, but the ground definitely felt like it opened up and ate me. Things that always happen whenever someone is killed around here. Number one, screaming. Not everybody screams. Usually just moms, girlfriends, daughters. In this case, it was Letitia, Sean's girlfriend, on her knees kissing his forehead between shrieks. I think she hoped her voice would somehow keep him alive, would clot the blood. But I think she knew deep down in the deepest part of her downness she was kissing him goodbye. And my mom, moaning low, not my baby, not my baby, why? Hanging over my brother's body like a dimmed light post. Number two, sirens. Lots and lots of sirens howling, cutting through the sounds of the city.